Tyler Saladino is one of thousands of players hoping to make it to the major leagues. He plays in Birmingham, Alabama, for an affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Last year, Morning Edition profiled Saladino through the ups and downs of his season. NPR's Russell Lewis talked to him again to see how he's doing.
One of the biggest changes this year is where the Birmingham Barons and Tyler Saladino play. No longer out in the suburbs, but in a sparkling new ballpark right downtown.
Programs! Get your programs right here! $1!
The stadium has generated renewed interest and enthusiasm. Attendance is up, fans are excited, and it's translated on the field. The Barons are in first place in the Southern League, playing some of their best ball in years. While winning is fun, Tyler Saladino says that doesn't change his approach to the game.
Whether it's opening day, middle of July, last game of the season, you're not in the big leagues and your career isn't over, so you have to work at the stuff that you do. You work at your craft day in and day out.
That kind of attitude is one reason why the Chicago White Sox like the 23-year-old so much. He's an infielder playing either at shortstop or second base. But Saladino's a real student of the game, thinking as much about the art of base running as being fast.
2-0, the Barons lead. We are in the last of the sixth inning. Swing, line drive towards center fielder Peterson. Back he goes, this one over his head for an extra base hit. Saladino will park it at second with a double.
Saladino is one of about 6,000 minor leaguers playing on 190 teams around the country, all vying for a single thing, make it to the big leagues. It's not easy. Most won't get there. Saladino's coaches all think he will, though. Here's Barons manager Julio Vinas.
You know, that all comes with experience. That's something that really can't be taught. You know, the only thing I am is I'm firm that you got to play hard and do things right, and he's one of those guys that plays hard and he always does things right, so good things always happen for him.
Tyler Saladino got promoted last year, sent to the White Sox AAA team in Charlotte, just one notch below the major leagues. Saladino says that stint really changed his outlook, especially watching how more veteran ball players prepare and handle themselves.
Just the time that I got to spend up there was a huge opportunity for me to learn about a lot about myself, a lot about the maturity side of baseball, how you have to just go about it every day.
A few weeks after he went to Charlotte, though, the White Sox returned him to Birmingham.
Not for one split second do I feel he's disappointed about being back in Double-A where he was last year.
That's Kurt Bloom, the Barons broadcaster. He's called games for 25 years. He noticed something about Tyler Saladino, the way he dealt with what others might consider a demotion.
He's made that mental adjustment. A lot of other people over the years go, why am I back? There's nothing else I can do. That's not the case. He's not looked at. I think he's here enjoying it, polishing his skills, getting better, knowing the next time he leaves, he won't come back.
Earlier this season, Saladino slumped at the plate. In April, he went hitless in 5 straight games, and then it happened again in May. Baseball is as much mental as it is physical. Battling through a slump is what successful players must do. Tyler Saladino says he's changed a lot since last season.
You got to grow up at some point, you know, and I think last year that time that I spent in Charlotte is when that happened for me, when I realized that.
Tyler Saladino says as long as he plays for the Barons, he has just one goal, make it to the playoffs, and along the way, have some fun and keep improving his game. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Birmingham.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.